Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome inside to another, I'm sure, sterling appearance by our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, I apologize. When we were going over this earlier today, I failed to mention, or last night, whenever it was, we were fashioning the reconfigured schedule for today. I neglected to tell you that Mike would have the day off and that our buddy Nate Geary would be in here today. But Nate is indeed here. Ross joins us now on the West Hur Hotline, fresh off of watching 44-year-old Philip Rivers. I mean, what do you want to say here? Compete like crazy, easily. What was it like watching him play quarterback in person last night?
It was awesome. Great to talk with you guys. I'm a big fan of Nate and have been for a long time, so it's cool that Nate's on today. And, you know, I just keep thinking, listening and watching Rivers last night, and I say listening intently, because you could hear all the audibles and checks he was making. I don't know if you guys saw the NFL Films had Aaron Rodgers mic'd up for their game against the Lions. And there's some really good audio out there of Aaron telling Kenny Gainwell what to do before the snap. It turns into a touchdown. I think there's a lot of lessons there. I mean, I don't know that the lesson is that a lot of quarterbacks can play into their 40s. But I think just maybe in general in life, the importance of wisdom, the importance of experience, the importance of intelligence, and I think it really should be a great coaching point, life lesson, teaching concept for younger quarterbacks. Like, watch these guys operate. You know, you always use the expression coach on a field. I think Rivers has been a head high school football coach for like 4 years now. He literally is a coach on the field when he's out there and he plays like it. I mean, you know, he never had the greatest arm, but he does not have a whole lot left in that thing. And yet he's still finding a way to move the ball up and down the field. That was so impressive to me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and he sounded after the game really conflicted about it, because you can tell somewhere, like, however much doubt he maybe even had about whether he could pull this off, competently. I think he's at least done that, if not way more than that. And he's saying how he's having this great time, but they're 0-2, right? Like, he was brought in to try to save their playoff season here, and so far he's 0-2. That's got to be a tough spot to be in at 44, retired for 5 years, rolling in and proving, I think, largely you can still do the job, but not getting the result you were brought there for.
Yeah, and, you know, they brought him in to give them a chance to win these games, and he's absolutely done that. I mean, they kicked a go-ahead field goal in Seattle with less than a minute remaining. Defense wasn't able to get a stop. And then last night, their defense couldn't get a single stop as the Niners didn't even punt it one time the entire game. So he hasn't been perfect, but in my mind, he's absolutely done his job, which is to give the Colts a legitimate chance to beat these good teams.
Yeah, I think there's no arguing that. The defense yesterday, yeah, really let them down. I mean, there was a pick six mixed in there still, but whatever. They were down 14, I think, at the time that ended up happening. So, Ross, moving off of Rivers and your experience there, I won't ask about the ice cream sandwich station because I think it would gobble up the entirety of the rest of the segment. So we'll just blow past that, although we love the Tuck Spread Twitter action always. How much, if anything, did you make of the Bills struggling what I want? I mean, I never felt like they were in danger of losing to the Browns, but it was a 3-point game for a lot of the fourth quarter, which, you know, means you're one play away, but I never felt that threatened, but it was a kind of a weird game that way.
It was, and it's funny because I never know. Like, I go on in Houston on Tuesday mornings, and they asked a similar question about the Texans barely beating the Raiders, and, you know, is it just a one-week blip? Is it, you know, in between some other big games, or is it symptomatic of something more? And the best answer I have is, talk to me Sunday. You know, I'll know a lot more after we see the Bills go against the Eagles. You know, I'll know a lot more about whether there's anything to be concerned about coming out of that Cleveland game, or if it was just one of those games where maybe the Bills didn't have everything, Josh was banged up, didn't play their best game, the Browns did some positive things, but the Bills still took care of business, showed they could run it when they had to. For the most part, they won the game and did what they needed to do. And so I think that's probably the case. But certainly I'm curious to see what this matchup against Philly's like, because the Eagles, they definitely have a chance at the 2 seed. I think there's a healthy discussion to be had about whether the difference between the 3 seed and the 2 seed is enough to play all your starters, you know, take the injury risk, take the wear and tear. You know, I expect the Eagles to go all out against the Bills. Sounds like they might get Lane Johnson, their best offensive lineman, and Jalen Carter, their best defensive lineman, back for this game. I think the Eagles really need kind of a big win going into the playoffs. I think going up to Buffalo, and if they could win that one, that would really kind of get the vibe back, the momentum back for a team that still clearly has the roster capable of going on a playoff run to the Super Bowl.
Ross, first of all, great to talk to you again, buddy. Hope all is well. I wanted to ask you, we talked with Eric Wood yesterday, and we talked a little bit about, you know, maybe needing to see this Bills offense and needing to see these boundary receivers just do something that might give them the confidence that, like, if they need to rely on their boundary guys, that it can be done in the playoffs. He said something that stuck with me till today, which was, like, maybe they're thinking they don't need the boundary receivers and, like, that they're just going to kind of roll with this offense that is really predicated, at least their pass game, with their running backs and tight ends. And I'm wondering if you think that this team, the way that it's currently built, knowing the issues on defense, that if they are going to try to go into this playoff with their passing attack really flowing through running backs and tight ends, that you think with the AFC the way that it is, that they'll be able to be successful doing that and finally sort of break through here?
Well, I certainly think they can, but saying they can and they will are two different things. You know, they put themselves, I thought, in a bad spot. You know, I mean, this would have been a perfect year. As, you know, I talked about with Mike and Bulldog going back to August or whatever, a perfect year to get the number one seed. You know, that seems very unlikely mm-hmm. at this point. And so right now it seems like they're going to have to win three road playoff games. And I don't care how good you are. I don't care how good your quarterback is. That doesn't happen very often. I mean, you guys probably know more than me the last time a team did it, but it doesn't seem like it's that common to win three on the road. You are certainly increasing your degree of difficulty. I do think, Nate, to your point, that that's probably the best way for the Bills to go about this. You know, the more they run, the more they possess the ball, the more they keep their defense on the sideline, I think that's a good thing. I don't think they're an overly deep team with the injuries they've suffered along the D-line. So I think you want to try to possess it as much as you can. You know, part of that goes along with throwing the ball to running backs and tight ends as opposed to driving it down the field. And if you think about some of their matchups, like I wouldn't try to throw it to the outside receivers against Quinyon Mitchell for the Eagles. I can tell you that much right now. Maybe Adoree Jackson on the other side. But this is a tough one, too, because if you're looking to work the tight ends or Shakir, the Eagles probably have, you know, maybe the best nickelback in the NFL now in Cooper DeJean. I know Taron Johnson's had a great run, but Cooper just made the Pro Bowl, and deservingly so. He's been fantastic.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker on the Wester Hotline with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. You know, you mentioned the thing about three road games, and that certainly is something that's, you know, on the horizon for the Bills if they end up being a wild card. But Ross, Nate and I were talking earlier today. I want the Bills to lean into trying to get the five because I feel like with the lack of Kansas City and a Baltimore and even Buffalo up top, like where they've been for the last 5 years in the one or the two or the three seed, the likelihood of a wild card team that ends up with 12 wins going on the road and beating a New England is not crazy. And so if I get the five seed and say the Chargers and the Texans are behind me in 6 and 7 and they pull upsets, guess who's not ever going anywhere? the five seed. Like I'm as long as I win. And I don't think that's as far fetched as it normally would be because you've got, I think, a playoff field that looks maybe ripe for upsets.
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that. I mean, I still think, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle
yep.
for the 6 and 7 teams to go ahead and win, you know, wherever they have to go, to New England or to Jacksonville or maybe to Denver. You know, they're going to be underdogs, I would think. But they can definitely pull it off. I don't think they both would, but they could. But, yeah, there's definitely some logic there that at least getting the five. I mean, interestingly, the Steelers are kind of playing their best football right now.
Yeah, I know.
I still think you'd rather play them probably than the other teams that mm-hmm. you know are ahead of them. So, yeah, I do think even if AFC East gets out of reach, it makes a lot of sense to try to be the five seed for the reason you mentioned.
Ross, I know that Bulldog can't seemingly take Jacksonville serious because of the teal color in their jerseys, but we had our reverse power rankings today and had them number one. And I think we've all sort of started to really believe that this Jacksonville Jaguars team could really be the class of the AFC the way that, you know, Liam Cohen has Trevor Lawrence playing right now, something like, it was like 10 touchdowns in his last six quarters. Like, it has just been yeah. a really strong run. They look like one of the more complete teams, if not the most complete team in the AFC. And I know you've had a chance to see them in person. You know, what are your thoughts about this Jacksonville team and their potential to maybe make a deep run this year in this playoff field that does not have the big quarterbacks, as we've mentioned many times?
Yeah, right now I would say they're the best team, or at least playing the best. They've won 6 in a row, 5 of those by double digits, and in 4 of them, Trevor Lawrence didn't even have to finish the game. I mean, four of them, Nick Mullins was out there to finish the game. That, you know, you guys see it. That does not happen very often in the NFL at all. That is super impressive. If you're getting the garbage time four times out of a five-game stretch, they didn't quite get there at Denver, but they went out to the number one seed and won by two touchdowns. They have a bunch of guys, including a couple of Penn State guys, Parker Washington, Brenton Strange, that are really good players. They're young. They're kind of under the radar. They're not household names, but there's a chance they will be by the end of January.
Yeah, that team, we got, you know, we talked about their uniforms last week, you and I together, Ross. But yeah, we got an eyeful of them. They were in the local 4 o'clock window here in Buffalo. And, you know, I mentioned yesterday, maybe a lot of Bills fans maybe sat with them for the first time all year, really. If you're not finding them on NFL Sunday Ticket, whatever. Like, here's, you know, we're winding into playoff time, and here's a couple of teams that are ahead of the Bills. Let's get some eyes on them. And yeah, they were super impressive, Jacksonville. What do you think of Denver off of that performance?
I kind of feel about Denver like I have all year. I think they're a good team, certainly, but you know, they're one of those teams that it's been a little bit too much of the clutch play late. I put them in the Bears category in that regard, where it feels like they've won more than their fair share of those one-score games late when they're behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a believer that, you know, a really good quarterback-head coach combo can help you win more than 50% of them, let's say. But it's like when the Chiefs won 15 in a row. I don't care how good Mahomes and Andy Reid are. You're not that good. You're not beating the odds that good. And it kind of, you know, they had major, major regression in that statistic, in that category this year. Now, maybe the Bears and the Broncos continue to have these magical runs with these late game wins, but it just doesn't feel like that's sustainable. It feels like that's going to dry up, you know, when you're trying to win three games in a row against really good teams.
You mentioned, and we kind of blew past it here, I mean, the Eagles are obviously in here. I want to close with your thoughts on them and their season so far. You did mention that you feel like they could really use a signature win here late in the season, and this would certainly qualify for them. It seems like almost week in, week out, there's always something with the Eagles. Do you think that they will pull it all together? Because the talent is undeniable on both sides of the ball. I mean, I look at their roster. I mean, 3 weeks ago, I would have said there's the best team. I know they don't have the best record, but that's the best team. Do you think that they will pull together and be a threat come playoff time?
Yeah, I do. You know, the concern would be if the offense just peters out in one of these games, because they've had some bad stretches like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense is lights out right now. I mean, lights out. And they've really changed some things up schematically the last three games. And as a result, man, they are moving the ball much, much better. Guys are open. You know, Hurts is getting the ball out on time. They're running it better. You know, we'll find out Sunday, because that'll be the best team they've played in a while, but they certainly look like they're heading towards peaking at the right time.
Right. What's the holiday week like for you? You got games to go do, or do you get to kind of lay low with the girls?
Well, because there's so many Thursday games and Saturday games, I do not have a TV game this week for CBS. I think CBS might only have four games, because the Netflix on Christmas and Amazon and whatever. You know, fortunately, I'm only 2 hours from the Commander Stadium. So I'll do all of the, you know, Santa festivities. You know, first of all, tomorrow, heading down to my sister's, ironically in the D.C. area. So I'll be able to be with my sister and brother-in-law and their kids and my mom. So I'll get all my family time in tomorrow after I record a couple Raw Tucker podcasts in the morning and do all that stuff. And then Thursday, we'll do all the Santa stuff, just myself, my wife, and my two girls. And then I'll drive down to Washington, and I'll do the Commanders and the Cowboys for radio for Western One. If people are driving around in Buffalo, driving around for Christmas, I guess I'm one of the world's foremost expert on playing in meaningless Cowboys, Commanders, you know, Washington games on the holidays. I did start one or two of those in my life. So we'll go down there. You know, it's a rivalry game, call a game. I have a tough time turning it down. You know, I know how hard it is to get these opportunities. As my wife says, you know, if you say no, they might not keep asking you. So I'll zip down at 9 a.m., get there at 11, do the game, probably be back home by 6.
Well, I can tell you I thoroughly enjoy whenever I'm – you know, driving home from work or whatever, and you're doing these games, Ross. It's usually a must listen for me. So we appreciate you saying yes all the time.
You know what, Nate? That means more than you know, especially when I'm driving to Washington and back by myself on Christmas Day. It's nice to hear, you know, people that I respect like you kind of give me those props. I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
All right, Ross, with that, we will part for the week and look forward to checking in with you again next week, man.
Yeah, man. Huge game Sunday. Can't wait to talk about it with you guys next week.
All right, looking forward to it, bud. Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Merry Christmas,
and we'll hook up before New Year's.
Western New York. Love you guys. See ya.
All right, there you go. That is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Boy, it's going to stick with me that Ross said that way about the Eagles, that he thinks they could really use a signature win.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they could.
Yeah.
They've been a very – they remind me of Bills teams over the last couple of years where, man, in dominating fashion, they have looked unstoppable. And there have been games where you're just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And, you know, I like Orlovsky. I know you do too. Mm-hmm. Watching him earlier this season break down how elementary their passing game really kind of devolved into with this new offensive coordinator, I sure feel like it hasn't changed all that much. And, you know, they've played a pretty easy schedule leading into this game. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is an interesting game for both teams in that, you know, they're getting healthy. The Bills aren't quite yet getting healthy. But, man, they have one of the most impressive rosters in the league. And when they're playing well, they're as good as anybody in the NFL. And I don't know that we've talked about them. Not just, you know, we, but just the collective haven't talked about the Eagles in quite the same way maybe we did to end last year. But they feel like they're another team in the NFC that's maybe starting to roll at the right time here as we enter in, you know, into January.
He's Nate Geary in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog. We'll hit up a timeout here. You got about a half an hour if you want to get a call in, a comment, question, whatever it is, because we've got Sabres pregame featuring Paul Hamilton live in Ottawa coming your way right at the top of the hour. Sabres on a 6-game heater. Senators have won their last 4. So a couple of pretty hot NHL teams meeting tonight in Ottawa. 803-0550 is the number if you want to take us up on that offer. Again, Nate in for Mike on the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was finishing up a Christmas text.
Oh.
To my, just, you know, getting organized.
Oh, you're still doing that? You don't have plans? Like,
we have plans, but sure. It's just like putting it all together, finding the gifts for the, you know, the kids, you know, when I was buying them Legos,
it was way easier.
It was way easier. The last couple of years has been like, you know, do you need some clothes?
Yeah.
I'm just give you some money to go buy some clothes.
Well, my thing is, and I'm sure.
I'm not going to buy 24-year-old men clothes.
I won't speak for your kids. I don't want to speak for them, but I will speak for myself. And I think a lot of other men my age, which are. Especially me, the only clothes that I buy are golf related, hoodies, quarter zips, shirts, pants. It's all golf. So I just every year ask my stepmother, I'm just like, hey, would you mind? She's, you know, what do you want? I'm like, I'd like you to shop for me because every piece of clothing you've ever bought me is the nicest clothes that I have. Like, and they're the most, you know, I can wear out.
Yeah, right.
This outfit right here, other than this, you like this shirt? Never in a million years would I buy this shirt. Is a nice. I could wear it under 100 things, and I would never buy this shirt. She bought it for me, so I'm just like, you know, just I trust your judgment on buying me something because moms are like, oh, you look so handsome in that, and I'm like, yeah, great. But you know, I think that there's a good chance the boys would really probably like if.
Yeah.
She went out and got them some fits. I don't know.
That is not happening.
No. Yeah, they don't like their mother.
It's not that. It's just the time. It's not.
Oh, it's over.
It hasn't happened, and it's over.
Okay.
She worked last night. She's working tonight. She's got to make. The text I was finishing up was a reply to her. We're going to my parents' house for. I mentioned this with Eric yesterday. The traditional Polish Christmas Eve dinner. And we've, you know, taken parts of that off of my mom's plate over the years because they're in their 90s. And my wife has taken over the cream of mushroom soup is like a centerpiece of this meal that we have on Christmas Eve. And my wife has taken that over the last couple of years. But she's doing that again, but she just texted me. She worked last night, came home this morning, slept through our show mostly, just woke up, going back to work. But first, she's going to the store to get all the stuff she needs to make the soup.
Yeah.
And also to make lasagna, which you will make for us on Christmas Day. That's our Christmas Day dinner.
Yeah.
She's going to come home from work tomorrow after a 13-hour shift, a second one in a row, and make the soup and then try to sleep, and then we go to my parents' house. And I just said, "Ooh boy."
Yeah. Can I just like, can I do anything?
Let's say, I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
I'll say that is definitely the thing I miss about my grandparents that had passed. Like, they were Italian and Polish. And
oh, yeah, you're leaning into that.
And they would swap roles. So he would make the Italian. My Polish grandfather mm-hmm. would make Italian, and she would do some
Polish,
you know, like the glumpki and the And since they passed, we'll have dinner at my grandmother's tomorrow, and then breakfast at my sister's, and then mm-hmm. you know, dinner again at my dad's. And you know, no offense to my dad, he's not making lasagna.
Yeah,
you know, he's a great cook, but. You know, I feel like lasagna is the thing on the holidays, even Thanksgiving. Like, it would be like, hey, mm-hmm. everything, and also there's a giant lasagna there as well.
Yeah.
I think if you are in your home or, you know, with family, and you are still, you know, someone's making a vat of lasagna, I envy you.
I wasn't sure until yesterday, given her schedule. Like,
that it was going to happen?
I had to ask, because there have been years where she's gone, I don't really feel like doing it.
It's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot.
And so I knew the schedule, and I sort of, okay, what are we doing on Christmas Day? Are we doing the usual? I said, she said, oh, yeah, I'm making lasagna, and my parents are coming over. And I think I said this with Eric. The best thing about that is, like, if – and I don't know why this is like this. It doesn't have to be. I don't think my parents would walk in the door and question why we're all in pajamas.
Right, yeah, right.
But, like, for some reason, it feels to us all, it's probably me, but, like, that my family taking cues from me, we all feel like we need to, like, dress up proper. My family's coming over. Her family comes over, and we're in pajamas. It's the lowest key
sure.
Christmas. Plus lasagna.
That's,
I mean, what could go wrong?
I don't know.
All I really have to do is watch some lousy football and eat lasagna.
Oh, man. Netflix paying how much? Like $1 billion-ish?
Yeah.
Ish for.
These games are stanky.
For potentially Shane Bichelle playing, right? Is he going to
he just got there. There's I've never seen the name before in my life.
Yeah, they're
Chris something.
And he was number 19, which when you are a quarterback playing with the number 19, that means there were no other numbers.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, 19 is like, I don't know what the hockey equivalent of that would be.
Okay.
Like, is it like 41? Like, if you're wearing 41 as a forward, perhaps you aren't the most important guy there. 19 as a quarterback, you are, if you're in college, you're like, you know, you're the guy that's on the practice squad.
Uh-huh.
19 is, no one else has taken that number.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, that is the prime game at night is Kansas City and Denver. You know, it wasn't that long ago that looked like a great game. But,
right. Now it looks...
I mean,
right.
Denver's favored by 13.5, and it still might go up. Detroit and Minnesota, McCarthy's out.
Bowser? Is that what his name
Brosmer.
Is? Brosmer.
Right. And is there a chance Josh Johnson is playing for Washington?
I believe he will be playing for Washington.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I missed what happened to Mariota.
I also missed what happened. I mean, he is... Watching him play football is funny because he's the most reckless player I've ever seen play.
Yeah.
Like, he isn't obviously very good anymore, and I don't know how good he ever was. But when I watch him play, he is very often getting other people killed because of his buddy passes, his hospital balls. But then also he does things where I'm like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like, that looks like Josh Allen his rookie year, where he just will like, I'm going to dive headfirst into this thing. I'm going to, you know, instead of running out of bounds here, I'm going to, there are 3 grown men running full speed. I'm going to invite that contact. he's an interesting backup quarterback, to say the least.
Yeah. I think one of the first games he stepped in for Daniels this year, I thought he should stop running.
Yeah.
Because he's getting like cartwheeled at the sideline.
And you're the backup.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't get better behind you.
Chris Oladokun?
Oladokun.
Oladokun.
Oh, sure. Chris Oladokun.
Oladokun, right. Isn't he a Notre Dame quarterback? I'm kidding. I just thought I'd just tweak
Oladokun? You with Oladokun? Oldham.
Oladokun. Yeah, that's him.
Here he is. Let's get you some background on Chris. He's 28 years old. Good for him for sticking around. You know, usually what you would be told if you were 28 and they would tell you to get a real job.
No one knew your name yet.
They would say get a real job.
That's yeah.
Yeah. It's like these guys that are like 26 years old with their fifth exemption to play college football, like the kid from Utah, a couple years, Cam Rising. It's like get a job, dude. Just go get a real job. I get it. Get a job. Where's this guy from, you know?
I don't. I've already closed up I just needed his name.
Oh, classic. Sickles High School. He doesn't have a college listed, which is interesting. he's got 2 separate high schools listed. No college. South Dakota State. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He was drafted in 2022 by Pittsburgh. I'll tell you, that's on me. I usually follow the draft pretty – I host coverage here at the station.
Yep. You don't remember the name.
I will say, though, for the 241st pick, I've usually at that point stood up and said, Zach, why don't you come in here? I'm going home. So I could have missed that.
I am usually left to my own devices at that point.
Yeah, usually. Zach and Derek are here announcing 200 through
– 240, whatever.
Et cetera.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit a timeout. He's Nate Geary in for Mike. I am the Bulldog. Sabres pregame featuring Paul Hamilton live in Ottawa coming your way in just about 20 minutes here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.